This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, jeez. Dr. Sheely, I've been thinking about this all night. And before we get into that, is there anything that you'd like to say before I get off on some of these tangents?
Well, one non-tangent, I hope, is I think we should discuss the possibility of civil war.
Okay. I agree with that. I made the comment many weeks ago, probably close to a month ago, that I believe that we are, United States of America, is already in a combination of the second civil war and the second American Revolution, a combination of both of those. Villagers against villagers would be the Civil War component, and the villagers or the government against the villagers would be the revolution component, where the government has declared war on us in many ways. What are your thoughts?
Well, I thought before the election last time that if Hillary was elected, it was a 100% chance of a civil war. If Trump was elected, a 50% chance. Now I believe that 50% chance has increased.
Okay. The reason I'm saying that we're already in it is people are burning down cities. They're burning down police departments. They're setting police cars on fire. And in St. Louis right now, there's an area that is, there's some mansions, some old 1920s, magnificent mansions that on the inside, if you looked at them, they would be right up there with Buckingham Palace. I mean, really, really magnificent homes that, you know, you'd have to have several people dusting the house just to keep it, you know, presentable. These are so big. Murals on the walls, paintings on the ceilings. I mean, just decadence beyond belief. And so there were some protesters that decided that, you know, they wanted to go toward the mayor's house, the mayor of St. Louis. And these two lawyers, husband and wife, she had her .45 and he had his AR-15. And they told the protesters, just keep on moving. So, you know, what's happening is that the people are taking their protests to the people that matter, if you will, the wealthy who are terrified of mob violence. And that's, you know, we predicted that, you know, weeks and weeks ago. And we said that wanted posters would start appearing. And now we have wanted posters. You know, political figures have their faces on wanted posters. Now, they don't say dead or alive yet. But they do say wanted, and then, you know, for resignation, meaning these people should resign. So there's now class warfare, there's race warfare, there's warfare by the corporations against their customers, there's warfare by the governments against their people with flashbang grenades, grenade launchers, real guns, real cartridges. Pepper spray, handcuffs, batons, shields, and weapons of war that have been provided by the Pentagon, like, you know, mine-resistant vehicles with machine gun turrets. They're deployed all over the country, and they have been for years. So It seems to me like we're already in the Civil War. I mean, not the end of it, not the middle of it, just the beginning of it.
Yeah, I think you're right. And the real question, do you happen to know, among the gun owners of this country, what percentage are the common sense people like us, and what percentage are the idiots?
I would have to say, and this would be a guess, you know, a swag, a scientific wild guess. I would say that the common sense people would probably be 99.999% of us. People who really don't want to destroy life, so that they would be hunters, you know, people who hunt legally, you know, according to the rules of the road. People who don't shoot from the road, people who just don't kill recklessly and carelessly. I would say 99.999%. However, there are, you know, there are some who are absolutely wild crazy, and that's a problem. That really is a problem, because they, if they are not convicted felons, they can legally buy, you know, the same things that we can buy. They can buy AR-15s, AK-47s, long-range, high-powered hunting rifles. I used to call them high-powered hunting rifles. I'm talking about, you know, 308, 30-06, et cetera. So there, and that's something that we should probably talk about, Dr. Shealy, and that is the guns. Because one of the things that I have on my list for today is the government's, local governments, that would be the local towns, the local counties, etc., have decided, in cities, they've decided that somebody's got to pay for all this stuff, you know, all this corona panic expenditures that have been recklessly dispersed. Well, when as they look for ways to rebuild their coffers, what they're really not looking at is laying off people. So the biggest expense is going to be the staff that we don't need. So they want to keep their staff, they want to keep their empire, and they want to pay for it. So if the federal government isn't going to bail them out and just print some more digits, then the localities are going to have to find a way of getting more. And already they are looking at increasing taxes on, let's say, for sure we know about cigarettes. So cigarette taxes might go from, let's say, and these are rough numbers, $1 per pack to almost $3 per pack. Okay, so let's tax the smokers. That's what they're thinking. And alcohol. Let's tax alcohol because, you know, those are like sin taxes. And then that's not going to be enough because there aren't enough smokers and drinkers. So let's go after real estate taxes. Now, when that happens, this is I've said this before, and this is my opinion, and I still stand by it, that when they start increasing real estate taxes on homes and farms, and people start losing their homes and farms to taxes, the real shooting will begin. Because there are plenty of people who have worked really hard for generations to accumulate that property and keep that property. And then if those people that have accumulated that property for generations by hard work and sweat and blood and tears, when they find that their property is on the courthouse steps for sale for taxes, they're probably going to lose it in a big way. And I believe, and I'm not advocating this, I'm just saying this is clear as can be to me, that those are the people like farmers that have guns, high-powered rifles, if you want to call them that, high-powered hunting rifles, AR-15s, AK-47s, ammunition, and the knowledge to use them efficiently. And I believe that what will happen is once these farms and houses and properties get sold on the courthouse steps for taxes because of the careless and reckless spending by the local governments, the county governments, the state governments, and the federal governments, that the shooting will begin. Because people are going to say, are you kidding me? We have these moronic millennials who are going out partying and having all kinds of fun. They are running up the tab at the hospitals. They can't afford to pay for it, so we get saddled with it. So they raise our taxes and they steal our property. People aren't going to stand that. They absolutely will go ballistic. And every government position will have a target on their forehead. That's my pretty strong statements, right, Dr. Shealy? But I believe that's how it'll play out if they start selling properties on the courthouse steps for delinquent taxes.
Interestingly, yesterday, around the Internet came an an article stating that the real federal deficit right now is already at $90 trillion.
Yeah, and we've been reporting years ago that it was over $21 trillion, years and years ago. So that makes sense to me. And, you know, Dr. Shelia, I've been reporting here the price of some things. I have noticed that you can buy Chinese junk for about the same price that you used to be able to buy Chinese junk in the good old days. You know, I'm talking 6 months ago or more. Now, if you want to buy good old-fashioned American quality, something, and I've used this as an example. Let's say a battery charger for a car. If you... something...
So simple.
Very simple. And a battery charger for a car back 40 years ago was this. It was a case, you know, a metal box with some air vents in it. So four little rubber feet on the bottom, a little carrying strap, a little meter on the front that measured amperes, let's say 0 to 20. And then two cables with cable clamps and a power cord, a transformer, a copper wound transformer, some rivets to hold it in place, and a rectifier, a half-wave rectifier. Okay, that's it. That's all that was in this case, maybe an on-off switch. Well, I used to be able to buy those brand new, in the box, never used before, for $19.95. Today, if you go to eBay and you want to buy that same unit, you know, it's all banged up and rusty, it's been used for 40 years, 40 years, it will cost between, at least 2x plus shipping and as much as 8x. So typically, you'll find that thing for $80, which used to cost $20. That's because the value of quality products is going up because people have had it with this Chinese junk. I don't think it's their boycotting China, per se, and saying, you know, those guys have delivered this virus to us and it's taken down America. I don't think that's exactly it. I think they want quality, and they've had it with Chinese junk, and the cost of American products has gone up because we're not making them anymore. There's no battery charger manufacturer. I was looking for a compressor last night. One of our instructors is thinking about buying a compressor. I was trying to find one kind of like the one I bought in 1979 at Sears. There's no such thing. You can't buy one. They don't make a quality compressor, air compressor, with a cast iron pump that will last a long time. You can only buy these cheap, junky ones that won't last very long. You can't buy a cast iron compressor pump. It's impossible. They don't make them. So used ones now cost way more than they did when they were brand new 40 years ago, 50 years ago. I'm really serious about that. So that tells me that inflation is here. Real inflation is here. And we're just not seeing it yet. And I believe there are going to be food shortages come the end of this growing season. Dr. Shelia, are you in a drought right now? We haven't had rain for about a month. Have you had rain?
Well, yes, my garden, I'm having to do all kinds of, watering already.
Hmm. So, okay.
This is a very dry, this is the driest month we've had all year.
Mm-hmm. And now, normally, in this part of the world, and I know we're jumping around, but these are important points that you can connect the dots on, class. Normally, in this part of the world, in Missouri, we would go into a dry spell in August.
Right.
We now have it months early. Okay, it's that serious. Our ground is cracked like the desert. I'm not kidding. It's cracked. We'll be right back.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high quality N95 N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Shuley's with us. Dr. Norm Shuley, NormShealy. Dr. Shuley, when I was talking about the real shooting will begin, you know, once they start stealing properties, I absolutely believe that. And the reason is, if you look at, like, the Finelli family, my family, we've got my grandparents who came to this country, started over, and then my parents picked up from that, and they improved on that situation. They worked hard and saved, didn't squander money. And then you look at Mrs. Finelli and me, we did the same thing. And then you look at our children who are doing the same thing right here at the farm. So it's four generations to build what we have here at the farm. And if the government says, listen, I know we prevented you from earning an income. I know we've destroyed the markets. But, you know, this virus thing is the reason. And so we're gonna sell your property because we raised your taxes, and it's too bad that you can't figure out a way to pay the taxes and support all these parasites in the government. So we're gonna take your farm. I gotta tell you, the shooting will start right then and there. I won't let it happen. I won't let it happen. I will not allow people I don't know to come and steal from us all of our hard work because of their mismanagement. And I don't think I'm the only one that feels that way, Dr. Shuley. I think there's a whole bunch of farmers. I'll bet you there's every single farmer in the country that feels the same way.
Oh, yeah. Well, interesting times, to say the least.
So interesting, Dr. Shuley. I'm looking at TalkStreamLive.com. This is absolutely stunning to me. TalkStream Live has two metrics that they look at in terms of how well broadcasts are doing. I clicked on it just to see if anybody's paying attention. We are number 14 in the country right now in podcasts, number 14. We are also being measured live. So people who are listening to us, tape delayed, if you want to call it that, we're number 14. If you look at live internet, we are not as high up as 14, but we're in the top, let's say, 30, 40%, maybe top 30% in the country. So I think that means that people are really paying attention. They're stopping listening and wasting their time listening to these talking heads, whereas, you know, they're talk radio and we're not talk radio. USA Prepares is do radio. We teach you what to do. And in that line of thinking, Dr. Shealy, we're talking about the weather. So August is when we would start to feel this, you know, this dry spell or this drought, if you want to call it. The grass is drying. It's turning into dust. Literally, as I walk across the grass, it's crunchy. Now, a month ago, we had nothing but rain. Nothing but rain. It was so wet, the trees were starting to fall over because, actually, they were falling over. Because the ground was so soggy, the root balls were in mud, and the trees were falling over. Now, we have to water the trees every day, or they're going to die. I'm talking about the orchard and, you know, those kinds of trees. So this drought is now 60 days early. 60 days. So now the weather patterns are shifting. So it's really hot. And that begs the question, air conditioning. So Dr. Shealy, now I'm being very serious about this. I've talked to a whole bunch of people. And they have central air conditioning in their homes, as many, many Americans do. But the air conditioning systems are broken. They're not working. They have failed. So now when they need it, their air conditioning systems aren't working. And the air conditioning guys that come for the estimates say, yeah, we can do that. It's going to be $8,000 to fix your air conditioner. Now, 15 years ago, it was $2,000. Now it's $8,000. Because for many reasons. And one is the government. The government has decided that the refrigerant that we used to use in air conditioning systems that worked for years, decades, and we shouldn't be using that anymore. We need to use this new stuff that is really, really expensive, and it runs under high pressure, and it kills the compressors faster, and it causes leaks faster, and is way worse than anything they've ever developed. But yet, the government approves that, and you can't use the old stuff, because the old stuff, well, they think that that's bad for the environment. So now we have people who don't have work. They've lost their jobs. They have no income other than these helicopter 1,200 digits that they send once. And now they have an $8,000 air conditioning repair bill. Plus the care and feeding of the air conditioner, which would be the electric utilities, which is probably going to go up as well. Dr. Shealy, when we come back, what do we do without air conditioning? And I'm being very serious. Senior citizens that, you know, are dependent on air conditioning, heart problems, respiratory problems, what are they going to do without air conditioning? Is there a solution that you have, a medical solution for that? And then I have another question that's way worse than that. We'll be right back.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four former Minneapolis police officers charged for the death of George Floyd are due in court today. Derek Chauvin, the most seriously charged, with second and third degree murder and manslaughter. Foy died after Chauvin kneeled on his neck for nearly 9 minutes during an arrest on May 25th. Minneapolis Police Lieutenant Bob Kroll says a quarter of that city's police force is now considering either quitting or retiring.
An officer did a horrific thing, but you don't get to paint the whole department with that same brush. That's stereotyping in the worst way.
A U.S. House panel is to hear today from some of the people who were cleared from a park across the street from the White House just before President Trump posed for photos holding a Bible outside a historic church. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Some hand sanitizers marketed in the U.S. but made in Mexico reportedly have toxic ingredients that are causing people to die. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
Three people in New Mexico have died, one has been blinded, and three others are in critical condition after drinking hand sanitizer that was tainted with methanol. On June 19th, the FDA released a list of hand sanitizer brands that have found to contain methanol. They say don't use it because it's toxic. Most of the hand sanitizers on the list were produced by a Mexico-based company called Ecbiochem. The FDA recommends consumers stop using the hand sanitizers and dispose of them in the trash. Do not pour them down the drain. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Company officials with Walmart say they're taking action after a deadly shooting at one of their distribution centers in California over the weekend. The company releasing a statement about the deadly incident at the Walmart warehouse in Red Bluff, which left one person as well as the gunman dead. Walmart's CEO, Doug McMillon, says the company is heartbroken by the death of team member Martin Harrow Lozano, so the warehouse is going to be temporarily closed, and all associates working there will continue to be paid. And jazz musician Freddie Cole has died at 88. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I just want to tell you that I'm kind of a stickler for commercials that air on USA Prepares. And in that line of thinking, the agreement that I have with Genesis Communications Network is that if I hear a commercial that appears on USA Prepares, that would not be a USA Prepares commercial because I've given all those back. I don't have any. But there are commercials that are played by GCN and others. And if I don't like them, I have the right to reject those commercials that play on USA Prepares. That being said, over the years, I've called a number of advertisers. The first time I hear them, I'll call them up and I'll ask to speak to the CEO. And I'll tell them I heard their ad running on USA Prepares on, let's say, Genesis Communications Network, for example. And I did that well over a week ago. And I want to talk to the CEOs. I want to know what they're about, what they're doing. And I have a problem if they won't talk to me. So I've been able to talk to every single one over the years. Every time I've called, I've been able to talk to them. I tell them who I am and why I'm calling. And we just heard a commercial for Mech Tech. It's a carbine conversion company. It can convert a pistol to a rifle and back and forth. So I called and I talked to the general manager, the highest ranking person there, and his name is Mark Allred. And he's going to be on the air on Friday. Now, I don't get paid for this. Normally, broadcasters will charge some amount of money to have someone like Mark Allred on the air, and you know it'll be an interview disguised. It'll be an advertisement disguised as an interview. That is not the case here at USA Prepares. I called him because I wanted to know about how it works, and I've got a lot of questions, and I think this is something that you may want to know about, and you may want to get one of these. And I may want to also. So I wanted to know more about it, and I thought you did too. And I thought you had a right to know about what this company does, because it's pretty interesting. It's being able to convert a pistol like a 1911 or other pistols into a rifle by changing the barrel back and forth legally. So that's on Friday, hour number one, I believe. Okay, so Dr. Shealy, life without air conditioning, I believe that we're going to enter a very hot summer. I believe the grid is going to be taxed. I believe there will be brownouts, which means low voltage conditions. Rolling brownouts, meaning low voltage conditions, you know, keep appearing. And then blackouts, which means no electricity, and rolling blackouts. So not enough electricity to be, they don't have the supply, they don't have the delivery system, so they're going to ration it. You know, you get some, that's enough, you don't get any more, and then we'll move on to the next area. So there'll be rolling blackouts. That being said, I believe that, you know, most people can't run their air conditioners on their generators. So what happens, Dr. Shealy, as if
interestingly, Vince, I grew up before air conditioning in homes. And when I was in college, I suppose it must have been in my training. But actually, since I finished my training in 1963, I don't think I've ever had an air-conditioned home. In fact, until about 10 years ago, we just had a ceiling fan in the bedroom at night. I happen to like heat, and I don't like to be in air conditioning. Now, I have, for the last 10 years, had a window air conditioner just in my bedroom. I like to keep it down instead of using a fan. But, I mean, over the weekend, I just luxuriated at the sun. I worked 3 hours in my garden on Saturday. I lay out in the sun for an hour yesterday. So I like heat, and I don't mind. Now, of course, I'm conditioned. I'm 87 years of age. I've spent at least 67 of those years without air conditioning.
Okay, so when I was growing up, it was the same thing, Dr. Shealy. I was born in the 50s, the early 50s. And, you know, the window air conditioning units weren't very popular. As a matter of fact, central air conditioning wasn't very popular. But I believe back then the sun was not quite as hot as it is today. I don't think that we burned as much fuel to heat up the atmosphere as we're doing now. There weren't as many cars, and there was a little bit more distance between people. But now, on your farm, you've got some trees that kind of shade your house, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I remember. Okay. So that being the case, not everybody has the good fortune of having planted trees that can shade their houses. Some people live in new houses. Some people live in apartments, and there's no way that, you know, trees are going to reach the 12th story. So some people are trapped, and, you know, it's not, you know, cities are hotter. If I've measured them, I've gone through cities in the wintertime, and they're 10 degrees hotter than in, you know, outside the city environment, and that's because of all the heat that's dumped into the air around the cities from, you know, the heating systems and the cars and all that, and the black roofs on top of all these, you know, buildings. So the cities are definitely hotter than the countryside, for example, where, you know, there's a lot more grass and trees. That being the case, what do we do, Dr. Shuley, if the electricity goes down and if we have family members who just can't stand it? Do we hop in the bathtub? What do you recommend we do?
Well, yeah, obviously you could use wet cloths and help soak them that way. And I suppose that if with electricity goes, of course, there are not even fans. Until last week, I had an attic fan, which I would use to cool off the house in the morning. Interesting, the attic fan died last week, so I'm not going to replace it. I'm going to get just a big window fan, and that doesn't work. It's adequate, because I really, fortunately, don't need that much coolness.
Let me share a couple of thoughts with you about your attic fan. I've never seen your attic fan, Dr. Shuley, but there are a couple of things that can go wrong with an attic fan. And one of them is really, really common. So most motors that drive electric motors, so there's a difference between an engine and a motor. An engine would be something that might use gasoline or diesel fuel. That would be an engine. A motor is electric. Electric motor. Most electric motors, whether they be driving a compressor in a refrigerator or a freezer or an air conditioning compressor or a fan, has a capacitor on the side of it. And a capacitor is a cylindrical device. It has two pieces of foil that are separated with a dielectric. Typically, it's like wax paper. And this capacitor on your whole house attic fan might be, a capacitor is like less than $20. And what happens is when these fans start, they've got these big heavy blades that are hard to get moving with a little motor. So extra electricity is provided for the startup of these fans. And the capacitors typically last about 20 years. And then they fail. They all fail. It's just a question of when. 100% of the capacitors will fail. And that they fail on computers. They fail in everything. So they literally dry up with the heat. There's a little bit of moisture between the layers of the conductors or the plates or the foil, and they dry up and they fail. Well, so it's possible that you can have that capacitor replaced and keep that exact same ceiling fan, all the controls, the wiring, everything, just as it is for a $20 capacitor. That's possible. And if you'd like... if you can get me a picture of it, I'll see if I can do the research and figure out which capacitor I can.
Well, fortunately, our wonderful farm foreman, Joe, I can ask him to do that. He is a remarkable handy person.
Okay. And let me get, since we're mentioning this, I'd like to share this with the class. So there have been instances when people will call up the heating guy or the air conditioning guy. You know, I'm talking about the central air conditioning guy. And the company will say, it's 10 years old. And, yeah, those compressors go. And, you know, it's actually, it doesn't make any sense to just repair it. So what we'll do is we'll put in a new inside unit. We'll put in a new outside unit. We'll keep the refrigerant lines. We'll keep the wiring, but everything else is going to be replaced. And that's an $8,000 job today. It used to be a couple thousand, and now it's $8,000. Well, it could be as simple as that capacitor failing, which would be a $20 fix, which is, you know, remove the screws on the case of the outside unit. There might be 4, 6, 8 screws, and then there it is, the capacitor. It's held in with a little bracket. It's the size of the inner tube of a roll of toilet paper, and it has two wires on it. And you just simply take the old one out, put the new one in, and you're good to go in many, many cases. So I wanted to share that with our class.
And because our attic fan is 25 years old, so...
Yep.
I guess.
Yeah, and there you go. So, it's the attic is one of the hottest places of a house, and I've taken a non-contact thermometer, Dr. Shuley, and aimed it at our roof in the sun, and I've seen numbers like 160 degrees, 160. That's on the roof. That's on the roof outside. So attic temperatures can get really, really hot. So. Just wanted to share that with you, that the capacitor, and look it up, class. Just look up air conditioning capacitor, CAPACITOR, and you'll find it. That's a real common problem. But it's the one that the air conditioning guys don't tell you about. because they don't want to tell you that, you know, for $18 or $20 they can fix the problem plus, you know, 15 minutes. They don't want to tell you that. They want to tell you, yeah, $8,000 is going to, we'll get you all fixed up for $8,000. Dr. Shealy, there's a, you know, we used to use alcohol, right? We'd mix a little bit of alcohol, rubbing alcohol with a little bit of water, and use that to cool someone down. Is that something that is still recommended or not if someone is overheating?
I would prefer water, personally, because, you know, too much rubbing alcohol can't be toxic. I wouldn't want to bathe the whole body in it.
Okay, and that was one of the questions I had as well. Isopropyl alcohol, I-S-O-P-R-O-P-Y-L, alcohol versus ethanol, E-T-H-A-N-O-L. Are they both toxic, or is it just...
Well, yeah, all alcohol can be toxic, including ethanol, of course. I mean, people get drunk with it, and people can die from it. But isopropyl, you wouldn't drink isopropyl.
Mm-hmm. But that's what comes in that bottle. It says 70%, Dr. Shealy, or 50%.
That. And a little bit, you know, I don't mind, you know, maybe a foot of it on the a foot square, but I wouldn't do the whole abdomen or the whole body.
Mm-hmm. And the reason I believe that alcohol was used, you know, I'm talking like in probably the 1920s all the way through, I don't know, maybe the 70s, 60s or 70s. I believe the reason it was used as a dilute liquid with water on a washcloth to cool a person was
right.
Because it evaporates faster than water does. So it removes heat faster. I believe that was the reason. So here's an interesting question. And, you know, I'm sure you've been asked every single kind of question you can think of about medicine. But maybe not this one. This is horrible. This is horrible, Dr. Shealy. And so let me set up the story first. So there was this this convenience store, gas station kind of a place in Colorado. And a customer came in, and there were rules by the state about wearing masks. And this woman was kind of frosted that she wasn't going to get service without wearing a mask. Let me tell you what happened, and then the medical question will follow. And this is really serious, and we need to all be prepared for this. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. If you'd like to go to the website and peruse the offerings, the books, and the supplements, normshealy.com, N-O-R-M, as in Norman, Shealy, S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. Dr. Shealy, I was telling the story, this is a true story, of course, about this, we'll call it a convenience store in Colorado / gas station. You can buy coffee, you can buy soft drinks there, you might even be able to buy things that they sell as food, like hot dogs. And this woman went in there, and she had a problem with the store requiring a mask. Okay? At the time, Colorado, that area, required that if you're out in public, you needed to wear a mask because of the coronavirus. And she didn't like that idea. So she spit. Yes, she spit on the employee behind the counter. Now, that's something that most people are not prepared for, and that's why I guess you're seeing a plexiglass between the GDP and the employees. GDP as in generally dumb public. Dr. Shealy, is there, and I'm serious about this as a medical question, is there something that we should have with us should someone spit on us? I mean, besides a baseball bat and a 45.
Well, alcohol, of course. Now, there's a place where rubbing alcohol or the hand sanitizer should be adequate to wipe it off.
Okay. So, class, what I'm hearing, and this is what I've been thinking as well, but I wanted to get a medical opinion on this. What do you do if someone spits on you? And so how much time do we have, Dr. Shealy?
Well, it depends on where the spit lands. If it lands on your face, that's a big problem. If it lands on your clothes, well, I would just sloppily wipe it off with hand sanitizer.
Okay. Let's say it lands on one's face. And well, let's say there's a possibility that it got on, you know, your lips that were closed. But now it's on the lips. You know, obviously you don't want to lick your lips.
It would be nice if you had a bottle of hydroperoxide, 3% hydroperoxide. You could take a quick, you know, big mouthful a couple of times and wash out your mouth and lips with that. but most people are going to have hydrogen peroxide waiting to be spit on.
Well, you know, I don't want to go out in public, Dr. Shealy, because of, you know, stupid people like I've been describing. However, I think that will be policy for our family to have a small bottle of 3% hydrogen peroxide and water. And frankly, I'll tell you what I would do, class, based on what I've just heard from Dr. Shealy. If I were in that environment and I just got spit on in the face, I would keep my mouth closed. I would take a swig to rinse, not to swallow, of hydrogen peroxide, dilute hydrogen peroxide, swish it around, make sure I splash some on my lips, and then I'd spit it out right on the floor. And I would do it again, and then I would rinse with water, and I'd spit that out on the floor, too.
Right.
That's what I would do.
Right on.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's extrapolate the situation, Dr. Shealy, and let's say it were President Donald Trump who just happened to be in that convenience store. Do you think that that person, let's say he was saying, you know, I'd like to see what it's like to work for a day, and he were behind, and he happened to be behind the counter, and someone spit on him, but, you know, the Secret Service were there. Do you think that they would be that woman who spit on the employee would be charged with attempted murder?
I think it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly it was assault and battery.
Mm-hmm. Assault, and let's define assault. Dr. Shealy, would you like to do that? What is assault versus what is battery?
Well, assault means a dangerous attack to me. Mm-hmm. I don't think it matters how you do it. It's with intent to harm.
Okay, the definition of assault that I've read, and it seems to be a moving target. You know, the words keep changing in meaning. But what I was taught was many years ago, assault is, you know, you yell at someone. You say, you know what, I'm going to, you know, whoop you. You know, maybe a little yelling, a little screaming, a little, you know, waving of hands, but no contact. That would be assault. Battery would be, you actually hit them. Okay? And, you know, physical force applied would be battery. Now, they've changed it. They've changed it so that, you know, some of the guys, some of these police, when they kneel on someone's neck until dead, they say, well, that's an assault. That's way more than assault. That's assault and battery and attempted murder, if not murder. So the words keep changing, and that's why it's hard. And we've been told by George Orwell that, you know, up will be down, black will be white, words will have changed meanings, and won't be able to figure out what's what. And that's what's happening right now. And it's very confusing. Very confusing. So, I think, class, you need to be prepared for someone spitting on you. Whether it be someone who just can't keep the saliva in their mouth naturally or normally, versus someone who just hurls it at you, you know, with the full force of their lung power. I think you ought to be concerned about that, have that discussion with your family, and figure out if you want to have the dilute 3% hydrogen peroxide. And let's talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Is the hydrogen peroxide deadly if you swallow it, Dr. Shealy? Let's talk a little bit about, you know, are there any risks with hydrogen peroxide? We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.